Controversial decision clears Blair. BBC left holding the bag, press reacts strongly. The judge who probed the suicide of arms expert David Kelly was accused of a whitewash by much of Britain's daily press for clearing Prime Minister Tony Blair's government of wrongdoing while seriously rebuking the BBC. The right-wing Daily Mail said that Judge Brian Hutton's long-awaited verdict, delivered on Wednesday, had attracted widespread incredulity. Justice? The paper asked in its front-page headline yesterday. It said Hutton's report does a great disservice to the British people. It fails to set its story in the context of the BBC's huge virtues and the government's sore vices. The British Broadcasting Corporation was plunged into turmoil, with its chairman, Gavin Davies, resigning after Hutton severely criticized the world's biggest public broadcaster. The judge said that a BBC radio report claiming that the government deliberately exaggerated the threat of Iraqi weapons of mass destruction before the U.S.-led invasion on March 20th last year was unfounded. In a comment in the left-wing Daily Mirror tabloid, journalist Paul Routledge accused Hutton of an establishment whitewash, which stinks to high heaven. The Mirror said that the BBC had been left shamed, but the narrowness of Hutton's inquiry meant that the real issue, the existence of weapons of mass destruction, wasn't even touched on. In a striking front-page article, with a white space where a photograph would normally appear, The Independent asked on Thursday if the Hutton report was an establishment whitewash. The paper called Hutton's conclusions curiously unbalanced and said they had strengthened the cause for an independent inquiry into the intelligence failures that took this country to an unjustifiable war.